Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
And great to hear Aisling Rawl on the airwaves, says the texter. I worked at her briefly in Rathgar, and literature's gain is the student's loss of a wonderful English teacher. That's from Dermot, who is in the Algarve. 32 degrees there, Dermot. Well, keep well. And The Compound, by the way, is the name of that novel. Now, Ciara O'Connell is an Irish Sign Language interpreter. She set up a Cork-based group called, what else? Deaf Rebels, with a group of friends. Ciara O'Connell is on the line. Good morning, Ciara.
Morning, how are you doing?
Not so bad at all, thanks. Deaf Rebels is a really deadly name. What is it?
Thanks. So Deaf Rebels, I set it up with Emma Barrow and Fiona Landers, who were members of the deaf community in Cork.
Yeah.
And I suppose the aim is to gather people to use sign language as their mode of communication when we hang out. Because obviously we've lots of groups that meet Oscuilga, or we've lots of language exchanges that happen in pubs, but we've nothing in Irish sign language. And I meet people so regularly when I'm at work asking, how do you learn? Or they've told me they've already learned and they've nowhere to practice and enhance their skills. So that's where the idea came about, I suppose.
That's a brilliant idea. So the Deaf Rebels, they get together. Where do you meet and how often?
So we meet in the Bodega, which is in the city centre, and we're going to meet once a month. And I suppose anybody that has any level of sign language is welcome. So I suppose if a hearing person's been learning for a short time, or if somebody's deaf and it's their first language, the idea, I suppose, is for everybody to meet and use ISL to make new friends and just have chats through ISL.
And that's a very trendy place, Bodega, on Cork's Corn Market
Street. Yes, it is. Yes, they've been very kind to give us a space upstairs, which is perfect for us because it's bright. So, you know, it doesn't have dim lights. We can see each other and we're all able to sit in a big circle together, which is perfect for everybody to be able to watch each other in conversation.
Great. And they've given that space for free, which is very generous of them. What level?
Yeah, so kind, and they've been so good.
What kind of basic level, or how much Irish Sign Language does a person need to go and meet and hang out and practice?
Well, I had always kind of felt if somebody did a 10-week class, they would have enough to, you know, start talking. And a girl turned up and she'd only done 3 weeks. So she needed 3 hours of sign language.
Wow.
In her pocket. And she turned up and she was amazing. She was so enthusiastic and she probably learned loads there. Now, it's not a class. You know what I mean? We're not there to teach anybody. But obviously, if you're looking for a sign, somebody's going to tell you what the sign is, or help you, you know, fix the position of your hand or the movement or anything. So it's not a class. It's more just a meetup. It's a social gathering. I suppose the idea as well, if for parents of deaf children, maybe they're trying to learn sign to communicate with their child. And again, they've nowhere to practice. You know, their 2-year-old or 1-year-old isn't able to sign back yet.
And there's
so the idea really is just to build the skills.
It's another language, isn't it? And usually you can go to
completely.
A country and practice your language there, but obviously it's different when it's sign language.
Exactly. You can go to Spain and practice your Spanish, but you can't go chasing deaf people down the street. I'd had a really nice interview with Aideen Johnston from the Evening Echo last week, and she said, yeah, there's nowhere to practice. You know, you can't go chasing people. And I said, no. So I suppose we just want to create this opportunity for people to meet, to use their ISL together, whatever level they have.
Now, you're meeting people from the deaf community abroad. Where exactly are you right now?
So at the moment, I'm in Hoi An in Vietnam.
Go away.
So it's nearly 4 o'clock here and it's gorgeous. You were talking about the weather. So we had 39 degrees the other day. So I thought I was going to die, but thankfully I didn't. It's very hot and humid, but it's gorgeous. So we've been traveling. I suppose we're only halfway down Vietnam now, just going to different social enterprises and businesses run by deaf people or that employ deaf people. So at the moment we're visiting a school here that was set up by a lady from Belfast, Mae McCann.
Wow.
So we're just trying to link in with her to see what we can do around fundraising back home in Ireland for her. There's 27 deaf children in this school. So here in Vietnam, deaf children they're not encouraged to go to school. So obviously that's a huge problem. So she set the school up here. So we've gone to meet her this morning we'll meet the kids on Sunday and we'll hang out with them next week. And in Hanoi, we went to a social enterprise called Kim Viet Space, which was all deaf people making stuffed toys, like toys that I even recognised from the store.
And by the way, Ciara, can you communicate with Irish Sign Language, using Irish Sign Language with Vietnamese Sign Language?
So So this is the amazing thing. When people speak Vietnamese to me, I obviously don't have a clue what they're saying to me. But when I met the deaf Vietnamese, it is a different sign language, but I was able to communicate with them. I suppose it's so gestural and visual. And once we set up what we were talking about, I've had gorgeous conversations with people here in sign language that
there are some commonalities.
Be able to do.
Yeah. I want to tell, before we go, we're just short on time. Sorry, Kira. I want to tell people about the next Deaf Rebel meeting, which is happening on the 22nd of July at 7 o'clock in the evening in the Bodega. For more information, follow the Deaf Rebels on Instagram. But Kira O'Connell, be safe in Vietnam. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye, Slán.
From the North, Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.